it just fascinated me. And so a lot of people think that the Birth Order book was my very first book. It actually wasn't. It was actually my fifth book. But I've been fascinated with it, and people have been fascinated with it since the very first time that book came out.
Well, if you Google birth order, you get all kinds of opinions. Some people still think it's a myth. You don't think it's a myth, but is it science or is it art, Kevin?
Well, it is science from the standpoint. I think it stands up to some rather rigorous scrutiny. I mean, I would just offer in the 2008 election, we had 11 people vying for the presidency of the United States. Eight of the 11 were firstborn or only born children. The final four, so to speak, and I can name names if you'd like, Mike Huckabee was the oldest son in his family. John McCain was the oldest son in his family, had older sisters. Hillary had two younger brothers. And then, of course, Obama was an only child. And some people are probably thinking right now, wait a minute, I know he's got a sister. He's got a stepsister, a half-sister, if you will.
It's not the same, is it?
No, it's not the same, because you're more influenced by what's above you in the family. So it ended up the only child.